And as we promised, tonight we'll be answering your questions about rebuilding paradise. The first question was submitted by Seth, who asks, what is the plan for rebuilding, if any, and what is the plan for wildfire prevention if rebuilt? How will that inform other foothill cities? We'll turn to Town of Paradise Administrative Analyst and Public Information Officer Colette Curtis for the answers. Curtis says the Town of Paradise will definitely be putting together a plan for rebuilding.
And that is the reason that we have begun working with this planning consultant that, again, was gifted to the town to work with in disaster recovery and the rebuild process. So that is what we're beginning now, coming up with a vision for what the rebuild of Paradise will look like. And that's going to be driven by community input. That's the first thing that's going to happen in this process is we're going to reach out to our community, both here and far, to find out what they want Paradise to look like so we can come up with a vision and then a plan and a roadmap to get there.
She says the town is going to have to find innovative ways to reach all of its residents who are now dispersed all over the country, many without internet or mail. She says physical and virtual meetings and online and mailed surveys are all possible input options.
We need to make sure that we are reaching out to people where they are and in ways that they can be responsive to.
In terms of the second part of Seth's question about wildfire prevention and how it will inform foothill cities, Curtis says,
we see this really unfortunate tragedy as putting Paradise in a position to be a blueprint for other communities when they go through something like this. So we take that responsibility very seriously. And so we're looking at safety as an absolute number one priority, specifically for wildfires, of course. We know that wildfires aren't going to go away. And so we need to rebuild in such a way that we protect ourselves to the best of our abilities. So that is top of mind for us as we move forward with our planning consultant. And that's going to be in a variety of forms. It's going to be in the way we rebuild, changes that are made within town. We're looking at everything. Everything is on the table.
Moving to our next question about rebuilding, Marianne asked, will Paradise be fixing a lot of their old problems, like not having a sewage system or underground utilities? Curtis says, yes. In terms of underground utilities, she says that is a goal that was actually underway prior to the fire.
We're going to continue that effort in as many areas as we can. There are some areas that just can't have utilities underground for a variety of reasons, but the areas that can have them underground, we are going to pursue that.
In terms of a sewage system, Curtis says the town is studying various options. She says it will most likely connect downtown commercial areas to either the city of Chico or to an all-new Paradise plant. And finally, we have a question from Laura who says, I'm a Paradise evacuee and I'm strongly considering rebuilding, but I'm overwhelmed by the process. Where do I start?
We are getting that a lot. Building a house is a process. Rebuilding a house is an even more difficult process because you've been through a tragedy and now you are coming back, and we are so grateful for those who want to rebuild. But we do understand it's going to be a process. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. We've made a little kind of roadmap that we've made public. We have it here at Town Hall, and we have staff that is here to help through every step of the process. We also are looking at adding to our staff, not just looking at it, we're making it happen, to add to our building department to make sure we have enough people that can work with individuals, get them the information they need in a expedited process.